And you are listening to your community and me, PR Station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Each week, we feature the creative people, jobs, and businesses that combine to serve as driving forces in Washtenaw County and Southeast Michigan. This, of course, is one of Michigan's most strong and vibrant arts and creative industry hubs, and that is why we chose the Arts Alliance as our Creative Impact partner. My co-host and content partner is Deb Pollack. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Always good to see you, Deb.
Always good to be in the studio with you, David. And it's great to be in the studio today with one of my long-term colleagues and good friends.
And a frequent guest on WEMU over the years, Jennifer Goulet is here. She is president and CEO of Creative Many Michigan, at least for now. It's the agency that advocates for the arts and creative industries on a statewide level. She also happens to live right here in Ypsilanti, has been a friend to WEMU for years. And welcome back to the studios, Jennifer.
Thanks for the opportunity to be here with you.
Yeah, Jen, it's great to have you with us, but it's also bittersweet, too. After 10 years at being at the helm of Creative Many Michigan, you're stepping down at the end of the month. Many of us in the field, including your board members, are going to, well, we can't really quite, actually, I'm a board member, I should mention that, can't quite imagine Creative Many without you.
Oh, Deb, that's so kind. You know, it has been such an amazing ride to be at the leadership helm at Creative Many Michigan, formerly ArtServe Michigan, over the last, I'll give you a correction, 11 years.
11 years,
so
okay.
It feels a little longer. And it feels both like it's been just an incredible pathway. We've been through some really tough times. I stepped into the CEO role there just a week ahead of Jennifer, Governor Granholm's announcement to recommend unfunding the arts and the Michigan
Council
for Arts and Culture Affairs back in 2009.
That was like having something stuck on the bottom of your shoe, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly, right. And we knew she loved the arts, but in a tough budget year, unfortunately, the arts got put on the chopping block. And so stepping in at that moment in this role and having the opportunity to rethink how we make a compelling case for the critical importance of the arts in our communities and the education of our kids and the economy really tapping into not only the powerful stories that we all have to tell in our organizations about that work and how we're influencing people and places, but using data and research to make a compelling argument for the economic impact of the arts. Right, nationally, this is a $764 billion industry that contributes more to the U.S. domestic product than agriculture, than utilities, than transportation. Industries that we never question that we need them, and yet the arts, right, the creative industries nationally is quite a powerhouse in that context.
Creative is a great word for this, because when we talk about unfunding the arts or dramatically cutting back on funding for the arts, you have to creatively think about how are we going to not only advocate but then proliferate. And one of the things that really is a hallmark of your term at Creative Many is taking all these siloed institutions and organizations and bringing them together and creating a unified voice.
That's right. That was a really important part of ArtServe's work back at the last merger when we became ArtServe and merged with the Michigan Association for Community Arts Agencies, uniting that voice and then broadening that voice from arts and culture, which is a critical component of the creative industries, but to that broader creative industry sector, the creative economy, both nonprofit and for-profit, and that, right, encompassing the creative many who we've become today, who we stand for, the, you know, individual artists and designers and makers, creative practitioners, nonprofit organizations, arts educators, and create, you know, businesses that depend on the power of creativity and design, from your local sole practitioner architecture office in your downtown to major companies, right, our big three auto industry, the Steelcase, the Herman Millers, companies across our economy depend on creative talent, right, creative innovation to generate the products and services that we all depend on in our daily lives.
And Deb, as president of Arts Alliance, has this been something in expanding the definition and moving to kind of the creative industries and creative sector, has it made a difference in the ability to send out that messaging?
Well, of course. I mean, and that's so much of the focus of this show, Creative Impact, which, we, as you know, David, we do every week. And I think Jennifer and I can attest to the fact that we were together when we had that aha moment at a national conference that this was something that we wanted to bring back to Michigan, that we needed to start thinking much more broadly than the fine arts almost exclusively. And so it absolutely has. And I think for both of us, for Jennifer and myself, we almost never quite understood why we were siloed in the first place. And so it seemed much more natural, wouldn't you say, Jen?
Absolutely. And I think that the what we have certainly seen since we made that shift, and even in our own branding as an organization from ArtServe Michigan to Creative Many Michigan, that being able to walk into, say, a lawmaker's office, perhaps a lawmaker that maybe had experience in the arts in their own background, but really saw it as that kind of nice-to-have thing, not essential, right, when budgets are tight, to be able to lead with the focus on the power of creativity, right, in industry, in the economy, in communities, in the education of our kids, right, to be the innovative talent, you were able to get to that point of aha quicker, right, with that broader creativity lens. Always being able to bring it down to, right, the power of the intrinsic power of arts and culture, right, in our daily lives, in our communities, in the future of our children. So I think a very strategic shift that we have seen as an industry across the country, more of our peers nationally have been broadening their case making to the creative economy, the creative industries. I think the United States is playing a bit of a catch-up game with our international peers, and I think we've got some work to do to make this a powerful part of our national agenda.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, along with my co-host Deb Pollack from the Arts Alliance, and our guest today is Jennifer Goulet. Jennifer is president and CEO of Creative Many Michigan, but will be stepping away from that position at the end of this month. You talk about reaching out and getting response from lawmakers. Are you finding that over the course of your tenure at Creative Many, that the conversations are getting more, you've mentioned they're getting more response, but are you starting to see that the arts are valued more by those from both sides of the aisle, and that we're starting to see some bipartisan push for serving our other industries through the arts?
Can I add to that, David, the connectivity between, rather than just, again, that siloed part of the arts?
Absolutely, absolutely. A couple different ways I want to go at that question. Nationally, I mean, I think in the recent budget approval, right, we had the White House issuing a budget that was, right, again, going to zero out, right, the things that are important, the National Endowment for the Arts, right, public broadcasting, et cetera. Congress, because of heavy work over the years to build strong, deep bipartisan support, put those dollars back in and increased, right, the budget. So that right there is affirmation that our lawmakers understand the importance of
seeing
of
that
arts
at the state
creativity.
As well, state level as
We're
well.
We're seeing that at the state as well. Creative Many has been excited to be part of building the support of the Michigan Legislative Creative Caucus, a bipartisan group that is co-chaired by Representative John Hoadley, Kalamazoo, Senator Ian Conyers, Detroit. Mary Whiteford from the Saugatuck area.
And we have members, and we work here at the Arts Alliance to push our members into that caucus.
And our Washtenaw delegation is solidly a part of that.
Is that trickling down to the local level,
Dan? Oh, no, we're working it all the time. I mean, we're in their offices, and I have to say we've got great champions here. There's folks like Ronnie Peterson who sees me in a room and says, "Oh, I've got to go talk to the arts lady."
Absolutely. We have their support solidly here in Washington, across the county. And I would say that we have certainly in Michigan, we have seen the governor and the legislature continue to increase the investment in the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs and the dollars that go back to organizations and the work in communities. That has been solid affirmation. And I think that the use of the Creative State Michigan research and the data points of the powerful role of the arts and creative industries in creating jobs, more than 89,000 jobs in over 10,000 businesses, putting Michigan people to work, right, have been really instrumental at helping to connect that dots that this is more than just investing in things that are nice to have in our communities, but these are essential forces in the economy, in the education of our kids, to be the talent that, right, our businesses for tomorrow need.
Well, we have less than a minute left together, but I'd like to ask this. It would be completely unlike the Jennifer Goulet that I know to completely step away from the arts community or community service. So what is next for you personally?
Yeah, well, that is a really great thing. I am way too young to retire, David and Deb. And I love this work. I love what I do. But I'm really blessed to feel compelled to be able to take a bit of a pause, and having moved back to Ypsilanti this past year and being excited about that, to really think carefully about the role that I can play in making a difference, using my talents, using my experience, kind of the blend of the community development work, the economic development, and advancing the arts and creative industries. Probably a bit of consulting, keeping my ears open to that unique opportunity that's out there, right, for me to cultivate or find. And I'm going to be right back, doing this work in a new way.
Well, I assure you, we've not heard the last of Jennifer Goulet here on 89.1 WEMU.
We greatly appreciate your leadership. Thank you.
That is Jennifer Goulet, the outgoing president and CEO of Creative Many. Deb Pollock is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my partner in Creative Impact, which you hear each Tuesday on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. Deb, what do you say we do it again next week?
Yes, indeed, we'll be here.